Welcome to Postcards to the Universe with Melissa Caprio. Do you believe in magic? What if you were told that all you had to do was get a little creative and work a magic spell to bring anything you can imagine into your life? Here on Postcards to the Universe, we will share manifesting, tips, postcards, creativity, abundance, and prosperity. Here is your host, Melissa Caprio.
Hello and welcome to Postcards to the Universe with Melissa, creating the life you crave. How is everybody doing? I'm out of Florida, so, you know, we got hit by a hurricane a couple weeks ago. So it's been tough here, you know, for all those people. So luckily, where I am, we fared well. But just say prayers and good wishes and good thoughts to that Fort Myers area who got hit pretty hard by that storm. In fact, last week, if you listen to my show, we were having some technical issues on my end, but thankfully today we're not. But you can listen to my guest, so you can still listen to him speak. He was clear. It was just from Florida. It was a little twitchy. You know, probably some towers down. But today I have a cool guest, an energy healer, author, and podcast host, Ulrika Sullivan, with me. And she's going to come out in just a few moments. To all my regulars who join me every week, thank you so much for being with me and welcome. And I appreciate all your support and your emails that I get and your texts and stuff about how much you love my show. It means a lot. So I appreciate that. For those of you who are new tuning into my show for the first time, welcome. A little about me. I am an author and a photographer, and I have a book out, and it's titled Postcards to the Universe, Harness the Universe's Power and Manifest Your Dreams. And in my book, I have 30 manifesting stories along with photographs that I took of the contributors' manifesting postcards. And in the book, I have a bunch of writing exercises, and that helps us get clear in what we want to manifest, because sometimes we have no idea. We just say, I want to be happy, but we don't even know what that looks like. So in the book, I get real clear to help us get clear on what we want to manifest. And there's also a toolbox full of exercises on specifically how to bring in love, money, health, career, and much more. So if you are interested in doing the inner work exercises and reading the people's incredible journeys of transformation, manifesting, you can go to your favorite bookstore and purchase a copy. And I'm always asking for people to keep sending me manifesting postcards. I love getting them in the mail. You can find all the information about how to create one on my website, postcardstotheuniverse.com. You know, during COVID, people weren't really thinking about that kind of stuff. But now that, you know, we're sort of coming out of that, maybe we should start thinking about what it is we want to bring into our lives again. So create a manifesting postcard and send it to me. If you're on Facebook, I have a public group called Postcards of Love that you can join, and it would just share like uplifting photos. So for a while there, I was posting each week a magical Monday message with an affirmation, and I was doing it on a regular basis, and I had stopped for a little while, but now I'm back posting again, and not necessarily on Mondays anymore, so they're going to be called my magical messages, and they always have an affirmation. It's a photo I take and an affirmation, and this week's is clear your mind of can't, and it made me think of the Henry Ford quote that says, whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. So I think we need to identify in our own mind, in our own self-talk, about what we say when we see something come across our desk or in our life and we say, oh, I can't do that, I can't create that, I can't be that, I can't handle that. And maybe think about switching that and writing it down the opposite of that, a positive affirmation or the cans. You know, I can handle this. I can do this. I can accomplish this. I can address this. And by using these little affirmations, it really starts to sink into our subconscious. A good thing to do, which I always like to do for me personally, is I write things down. And I like to post them an affirmation where I can see them on a regular basis. You can put on your refrigerator, your bathroom mirror, whatever you want to do. And remind yourself of what you've already overcome, right? We've all been through things that we never thought we could get through, yet we did. So it's good to remind yourself what you're capable of. Sometimes we forget and we see a challenge in front of us and we think there's no way I can do that. But if we just take one small step toward the direction of what we want, we end up finding out that yes, we can do it. So think this week about clearing your mind of the can'ts in your life when you face a challenge, and know that you absolutely can, right? Because of course you can. You've already done it. You're here listening. You know, wherever you've already gone through, you did it. So of course you can. Okay, so next week, I have Dr. Michelle Gordon on, and she's the founder of Menopause Movement, a community of women flourishing through menopause and life. And her mission is to demystify menopause and help women thrive during this stage in life. Managing Menopause, the Ultimate Menopause Guidebook, helps guide women through the menopausal years. So women, join me next week, especially if you're in that stage of your life. And if you're not, you're going to be there one day. So maybe you should listen too. And men, you know, maybe it can help you deal with your partners. All right. So I'm really excited to bring out today's guest, Ulrika Sullivan. She's a certified life coach, a yoga teacher, an energy healer, a podcast host, and an author. In her book titled Wisdom Beyond What You Know, How to Shift from Being Driven by the Mind to Living from the Heart and Intuition, she presents 7 inner shifts for heart-centered living. And her passion is to help busy working women to reconnect with their inner calm and life balance. Ulrika combines intuitive coaching, universal spiritual principles, energy healing, astrology, human design, the Gen Keys, yoga, meditation, crystals, cards, and essential oils into her practice. And her podcast is titled New Light Living, See Your Life in a New Light. All of her information, including her book and podcast, can be found at ulrikasullivan.com. That's ulrikasullivan.com. Welcome, Ulrika. Thanks so much for being here with me today. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Melissa, for the invitation to have a conversation and sharing with you today.
Oh, I'm so excited to talk to you. You got a lot going on. You do a lot, which I think is amazing. So yeah, I know that you had a very different background from what you're doing now, right? You were in corporate before you got into the work that you're doing now. So can you share a little bit about, you know, what were the causes that made you shift into this kind of work, or what happened?
Yeah, thank you for asking. I spent about 22+ years in corporate, and I was a scientist. I was the ultimate businesswoman. I was in pharmaceutical industry and doing multiple things. And I also, at the time, had a young family. So if you were, meeting me a couple of years ago, I was the ultimate woman, right? Definition of success. I had everything, as it seemed, right? And I was simply married to my work. So my self-identity was very much caught up in my work and what I did. And I, you know, if somebody asked me back then, hey, Ulrika, what do you do for fun? I didn't have an answer. So, and you can imagine, like, imagine this woman, like, totally, in a way, disconnected from who I truly was. I fulfilled what I call the template. And what happened was that I was laid off due to restructuring to my work. And that really, and for some who are listening, it's like, that's not a big deal. You just get another job. But for me, my whole self-identity was caught up in my career, and I did not see this coming. And often in hindsight, right, when we go through an awakening or a wake-up call, whatever we call it, it's really hitting where it matters the most to us. And it, the reason for that is that we're getting this you know, event, if you will, into our life for as an opportunity to choose. And I had the choice for either go another cycle and feeling like a victim and that, oh, this happened to me, or I got the opportunity to truly discover who I was. And there has been quite a process since to go on that journey and adventure of discovering that.
Yeah, definitely. I find, I mean, this is a personal experience, and then from so many of the guests that I've interviewed over the years, that usually we're getting called to shift our life into another direction, and the call that happens is very painful or uncomfortable or traumatic, right? That's the catalyst that makes us want to make the shifts, right? Because it's never like, oh, my life is great. I have everything I want. I'm making, you know, X amount of money and blah, 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 for us to maybe stop and say, maybe I'm not living a purposeful life, you know, a fulfilling life, right? So it'll take some kind of situation to occur to make us take a step back and go, oh God, what am I going to do now? Was that kind of your experience when you got
exactly.
let go of your job? Yeah.
Yeah.
Feeling.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what did you... like, what were the daily practices that you started to incorporate into your life that made you say, okay, I want to start in this direction?
Yeah, what really happened after that day when I, you know, this came in from the left field, what that provided me was an opportunity to slow down. Mm-hmm. And slow down, I had to slow down to be able to really figure out what were the next steps. And what happened was that I started to, by slowing down, I started to notice, and I got these signs and synchronicities. And, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes when we are allowing ourselves to slow down, we're listening to ourselves and the environment to it in a different way. And that was my opportunity, because I had never, ever allowed myself to slow down that much. Now I was involuntarily slowed down, if you will, but mm-hmm. what that provided me was that time to reflect. And that really, you know, that opened up that opportunity that I actually realized, what do I want to do now? I started to ask myself those big questions, right, that we never allow ourselves to get to when we are, you know, on autopilot, doing the next thing, But here I was not, you know, I went into my office like I usually do. It's hard to change a routine, right? Mm-hmm. But I went into my office and I actually sat, I think I sat on the floor. Mm-hmm. And for a whole day or two or three. But that was so unusual for me, because I had never, ever before thought of, mm-hmm. okay, can I really spend a whole day on myself and, you know, reflecting and all of that? But what this really allowed me, and this was, you know, this was just a Kickstarter, right? And it brought me to go back to, you know, connecting with my body again through yoga. I had practiced yoga, for example, many years ago, and then I got away from it, had my family, you know, busy, multitasking. So that was one of my first decisions, to go back to my yoga practice. And that was a wonderful way to just connect back with me. And I went deeper. I even went to become a teacher of yoga. So, through that process, I started to notice these signs and synchronicities. For example, one day I was in a Facebook group, and I was looking for something, or in a conversation, there was a link, because somebody had asked, oh, what's the best, you know, life coaching school or training? And I clicked on this link, and lo and behold, 3 hours later, I was signed up for this education, yeah. life coaching, right? Because there was something in me that said, this is it. And that was just one example of things happening like that the coming years, right? It just one thing after another that I was kind of shown in a way. And that was just a very different way of going about it. Instead of me in the past reflecting upon it now, right? I had to set a goal. I had to have a one, step two, step three, right? Mm-hmm. The usual way of going after things is we have to have that plan, right? But here I was listening to signs and synchronicities and my body on what direction to go. Like, that's a completely different way of going about it. So yeah, and here I am today, right? Doing my life's work and feeling alive and connected to what I'm here to contribute with.
Yes, and I personally believe that when we get those signs and synchronicities, they're not random. It's the nudging from, you know, whatever you want to call it, God, the universe, your higher self, your guides, whatever it is that says, I'm going to put this in front of you right here because this is going to help you to take your next step to the direction that you're meant to go. So I don't believe in coincidences. And I think that if anybody listening takes away from that, that if you are at a point where you're deciding which way to go in your life, that you should be very open and aware of all those, what they seem like it's a coincidence or those synchronicities, because they are there for you. It's like a gift from the universe. That's my personal perspective. And I have so much more to ask you. So even before I go into that, I already see we're at the first break. So let's take it here. And then I have a bunch of stuff I want to talk to you about. So stay tuned, everybody. And we'll be back in just a couple minutes.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. OM Times. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hi. I'm Melissa Caprio from Postcards to the Universe, creating the life you crave. Do you believe in magic? What if I told you all you had to do was get a little creative and work a dream spell to bring anything you can imagine into your life? Well, guess what? I've got the spell for you. Postcards to the Universe, a global movement for manifestation, is a casting magical tool for you to use whenever you want. How does living in passion sound to you? Join me in my movement where you get to create in the magical playground. Let's think outside the box and do some playful conjuring. By casting out our desires with a manifesting postcard, we explore our hearts and allow the alchemy of our dreams to appear. And don't forget to tune in each week here on OM Times Radio with my show, Postcards to the Universe, Creating the Life You Crave at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. I share tips on creativity, abundance, and prosperity, and you will be introduced to the coolest guests, trailblazers, mystics, and creatives who enrich our lives.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
The rainbow is God's promise of hope for you and me. And though the clouds hang heavy and the sun we cannot see, we know above the dark clouds that fill the stormy sky, hope's rainbow will come shining through when the clouds have drifted by. Teresa Caprio is the president and founder of Rainbow Guardian, Inc., a nonprofit 501c3 serving the intellectually challenged / developmentally disabled, including autism. Teresa started the foundation in 1995 so she could help make a better life for her intellectually challenged daughter. Her dream is that the Rainbow Guardian will provide the necessary tools and education to help the public understand the special needs population, because it's often discarded in mainstream society. To find out more or make a donation in support, please go to www.rainbowguardian.org. Rainbow Guardian's special mission is to see these unique people live a happy, full life and have a future of liberty and equality.
Welcome back. And if you're just joining me today, I have energy healer, author, and podcast host, Ulrika Sullivan, with me. And Ulrika, you know, I was looking at your bio when we were during the break, and there's so much stuff that you do. You do intuitive coaching and energy healing, astrology, human design. You know, you work with crystals and cards, but I've seen it says gene keys or gen keys. How do you say it? Is it gene keys?
Gene keys, yeah.
What? I've never heard of that before. So just briefly, can you describe what that is?
Yes. Yeah, both human design and the gene keys are energy systems, similar to astrology in a way that, you know, you can get a free report, but in there, you actually get your insights from your unique energy imprint in the universe. And it's based on your birth information, basically. So the gene keys is a body of downloaded material that where you can learn about, you know, your strengths, weaknesses, your destiny, purpose, all of those kind of things as you dive into the richness of the information, similar to what you would do with astrology or human design. So it's I have adopted these systems because they're different, but they are the purpose of them are similar. They are connected ancient wisdom with more modern metaphysical science, basically, that these systems combine. Yeah, so that's what it is.
Oh, that's so interesting. Yeah, that's one I hadn't heard of before. So does it go by your birth date and time and where you were born at? Is that how? Okay. All right. So that's how
that's
it's
correct.
With astrology.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the
very,
benefit
very
of
interesting.
It.
Interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. And I just want to also add, like, the reason for using these systems are that there's so much insight that we can, that's just there for us to take in, right? So why not use the information that's already out there? That's my philosophy as I work with clients and others who are curious to learn more about themselves on this path of self-discovery, self-awareness, you know, a spiritual path where we learn about, become aware basically of our highest potential. There is so much to learn that's already there for us to dive into. So why not do that? That's my philosophy on that.
Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense. So I imagine that when you have a client and they're coming to you with an issue or something that they want to work on, you incorporate all of these things into helping your client transform the energy. Would you say transform it, heal it, or, you know, heal the trauma or whatever? You know, people come to you for, is that, am I using the right terminology? I want to make sure.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely. And I love that you said transforming the energy, because that's really what it is. We can't destroy energy, right? We can transform it. And that's what's so beautiful, because often what I find as an energy healer too, is that we go through life really building up a energy knot, if you will, and often it's created by our mind, right? Our thought patterns and also behavioral patterns, and, you know, how we express ourselves in the world. We have a lot of habits and patterns, and some of them may not serve us as well, including, you know, thought process, but also what we do every day. But it's all stuck energy. If we feel that resistance within, for example, that's a sign that there is a little energy knot that can be transformed. And that's what's so beautiful about, you know, self-development. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I think that that's what we end up doing, is we're transforming the energy to help us incorporate, you know, if you've had something happen to you and it's very traumatic, it's not like you can erase it. It's, you know, it's not like writing on a chalkboard. We could just go with an eraser and it's gone, right? So we have to learn how to transform it so it doesn't stay stuck in our body, because I believe that a lot of times this is what causes disease manifests in our body, because we're not working with that energy and learning how to transform it so that we don't get sick.
Exactly. Yeah. You're on the same page there, Melissa.
Good. Yeah. Well, you have a question, and I thought this was really interesting that you posted, that I thought, you know, that maybe we should talk about. You see that we are taught from a very young age to look outside of ourselves for safety. And that is so true. That like rang so true to me. And to believe in power and control, and to focus on careers, to multitask, to find success in a way of living. So the question is, why do you think there's so much disconnection between what we're told by others to do and why and what we should be searching for within ourselves?
Yeah. And it is this discovery, if you will, of maybe what I have been told or an environment I've been growing up with is not for me. And as children, we don't have the insight, if you will, at that age to kind of question that, right? We all grow up, we absorb what's around us, and we take it as a truth. But as we grow up as becoming adults, we actually have the opportunity to question that and say, is this really what I've been given as a child and growing up? Is it for me really now? And I think that's what many of us are not asking ourselves. We just kind of keep going with what we believe is truth without, even if it's comfortable and not always serving us well, we still don't question it, right? Because that's most people, I would say, generalizing here, believe that I am just the way I am. However, I challenge that statement, because we all have, as adults, the power to ask us the question, is this really working for me now? Right. And once we allow ourselves to ask that question, we can start kind of, okay, what do I want to keep and what do I want to let go of? And that's, and now we're getting into kind of the question, what works for me is an internal question, right? Then, and everything that we may have adopted that is not serving us have come from the outside. So it's about to turn the, I would say, the focus from taking things in from the outside to first ask us on the inside, and then maybe ask a friend, instead of doing the what many of us are doing, asking our best friend, like, oh, what should I do? What should I do?
Right.
So that's an example of the opportunity that we have to go within first and really sit with and listen to that answer on the inside, because our soul knows. Our soul already knows what is best for us. It's never going to lead us down on the wrong path, for example, while external influences, you know, may or may not be the right thing. So that's my response to that question, that it's so important to allow ourselves to go within first.
Yes, I agree with you 100%. And, you know, sometimes you ask people, well, why do you do it that way? And they'll say, well, that's because that's the way it's always been done. And you're like, well, you can change that if you want to. It doesn't have to be done that way, right? But a lot of people don't even think about it and just do it because that's how they've been taught, you know, from other generations. And I'm looking for outside validation, I think, is something that we all have. And a lot of times we don't listen to our own inner guidance, right? we close that off, and we don't want to do that because, like you said, your soul is not going to lead you down a path that is not meant for you, right?
That's my true belief, yes. And the more we can expand that inner knowing or the trust in that inner knowing, the more we're going to discover that, oh, here's that sign. Here's that synchronicity. Yes, this feels right. And here's, you know, my focus now. So it's a choice for everyone who currently feel like, oh, I'm stuck in my life, or I feel resistance towards other people, or I don't know what to do next. That's all a symptom, if you will, of not going inwards and listening to what's right for you. And, you know, many times I get the question, where do I start? How do I start to listen to myself, right? And it comes back to what I discovered when I was on that rock bottom, you know. We have to make space for ourselves in our own life. And what do I mean with that? We need to prioritize our own time, sitting with ourselves, even if it's starting with 5 minutes a day. But if I ask others that are coming to me for the first time, do you have a spiritual practice? And it could be anything, right? Whatever it works for anyone who makes us go within and reflect, listen. That's a spiritual practice, right? And 9 out of 10 says, no, occasionally, maybe I meditate. Occasionally, I maybe go outside and, you know, yeah. So that is the opportunity to invite that own time, make space for ourselves in our own life, as I often say, is one of the key things to consider, because before we do that inner whisper, that, because it's very subtle, and we need to slow down enough to be able to listen to that and start to expand and truly believe and trust in it. And once we do that, that's a whole different way of take information in, right, and consider, instead of everything and the noise from outside.
Right. So you would say to somebody who's listening, maybe the first step that they should do is ask themselves the question, what am I doing for myself right now that's bringing me some kind of a joy or peace or a spiritual practice? Like, what am I doing on a daily basis for myself?
Yeah. That's a key question. And many will say, well, I don't have time, or I maybe next week, or no, I'm so busy, I don't have time, right? So, and what we do in that instance is listen to what you just said. How does that serve you? And then it's an opportunity to kind of, okay, I will observe myself and see what I'm thinking, what I'm saying to myself, or how I'm living my life. And because many times we don't walk around our life observing ourselves, right? We just go about. But that's kind of the homework, right? How about observing yourself over the course of a day or two and see what, do you like it? Do you like what you hear? Do you like what you see? And that's how we start to take responsibility for our own energy.
I love that you just said that, to take a look at yourself and for a day or two and just say, do I like what I see? Do I like what I'm thinking about? Do I like what I'm hearing? That's a really easy, hard and easy first question to ask yourself, you know, just observe yourself and go, do I like what I see? Because I know personally many people that could say, oh, absolutely, I love what I see, because they have a real deep connection with their inner world and their spiritual practice. But then I know so many people who can say, no, not at all. I don't like anything about what I'm seeing in my day. So if somebody came back to you and said, Ulrika, I did it and I don't like anything, what would you tell them?
Mm. So then the work starts, right? Mm-hmm. And how did you come to this conclusion? And often when they answer that question is that this and this and this happened to me in the past. This and mm-hmm. this and this somebody said to me, or mm-hmm. this and this and this I somebody did something to me, right? So it mm-hmm. often, I honor anyone that's listening right now that has trauma. Things have happened and mm-hmm. bad things happen to people, right? Mm-hmm. But yeah. where we are right now, where you are right now, is here now. Mm-hmm. And the work starts to be able to change the relationship to what happened to us in the past. Mm-hmm. Because it's an energy knot, right? Mm-hmm. It's an energy knot. Some have big energy knots. Some have multiple smaller ones. But it's to be able to transform that energy often from the past, but also our constant kind of patterns on how to relate to what has happened to us in the past or how our situation is now even. Mm-hmm. And that's the work, right? Because it can be transformed irrespective of mm-hmm. what has happened to you in the past. And that's the golden nugget, right? And mm-hmm. some people will say, no, I'm not willing to go there. I'm not, and that's fine. It's an individual's choice whether they want to transform in the now or not. But most people that come to me, they are saying yes. They're saying yes. And if somebody is saying yes, that there's a willingness there to transform, mm-hmm. that's when, you know, they take on these new, for them, new practices sometimes. And, you know, it's the often starts in the mind and our perceptions about ourselves and our situation and people around us. So, but it, again, irrespective of what has happened in the past, there is always a now where we have a choice on how we want to relate to our future and our past, right? But yeah, in today,
I love that. Hold that thought, because we're coming up to the second break. So let's take that here, and then let's continue that. And then I want to talk about your book. Stay tuned, guys. Be right back.
The Real Conscious Connection, Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Imagine yourself being transported to India, to the banks of the Ganga and an ashram in Rishikesh. Visualize that you are welcome to satsang with an American sannyasi who shares the wisdom of her guru. Your visualization has manifested. Join Satvi Bhagavati Saraswati for inspiration and transformation every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio.
Hi, I'm Melissa Caprio from Postcards to the Universe, Creating the Life You Crave. Do you believe in magic? What if I told you all you had to do was get a little creative and work a dream spell to bring anything you can imagine into your life? Well, guess what? I've got the spell for you. Postcards to the Universe, a global movement for manifestation, is a casting magical tool for you to use whenever you want. How does living in passion sound to you? Join me in my movement where you get to create in the magical playground. Let's think outside the box and do some playful conjuring. By casting out our desires with a manifesting postcard, we explore our hearts and allow the alchemy of our dreams to appear. And don't forget to tune in each week here on Om Times Radio with my show, Postcards to the Universe, Creating the Life You Crave at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. I share tips on creativity, abundance, and prosperity, and you will be introduced to the coolest guests, trailblazers, mystics, and creatives who enrich our lives.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Welcome back. So, Ulrika, right before the break, we were talking about people who are coming to you. Obviously, they're saying yes, they're ready to make those shifts in their lives. So I'm going to let you continue to where we left off.
Yeah, I just wanted to say again that there is, if there's a willingness to transform any type of pattern or trauma or resistance and stuckness, there is an opportunity. And you know, then the journey starts. And often what we do, what I do, is that I go on a journey with a person to connect with what truly excites them. Because many times we have all, you know, expectations and demands on us, right? And many times we just put ourselves last in our lives.
Right.
So the journey begins to put ourselves at the top of the mountain in our own life, mm-hmm. right? And that's when mm-hmm. we can feel, you know, connected to something much bigger than what we are. And that's really the journey we go on. Mm-hmm. And there's a number of steps that I take people through, which is pretty much summarized in my book. And it's so exciting. The reason I do my work is to watch someone have breakthroughs. It's such a heartwarming experience. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you feel the same. Yeah.
Yes, I do. And that's a great segue because I wanted to talk about your book. So your book is titled Wisdom Beyond What You Know, How to Shift from Being Driven by the Mind to Living from the Heart and Intuition. And what made you want to write the book, and who is the book for?
So I basically wanted to write a book. I always have been, a book person, but I didn't know exactly. Yeah. And I'm a constant learner. And that's, mm-hmm. I actually, this book was downloaded to me in a mm-hmm. way that similar to what I talked about earlier, the signs and synchronicities. I wasn't mm-hmm. aware that I would, go into a couple of months of really intense writing, but it just flowed through me. And that was my sign, right? It's time, Ulrika. There's a message in this book that people of this time need to know in this way. And I was, I'm referencing Elizabeth Gilbert because she mm-hmm. wrote the book Big Magic, and she talks mm-hmm. about creativity and our connection to creativity, and that actually ideas, they choose us when they want to come through, right? So that was the feeling I had. I was chosen to write this book, and it just flowed through me. And the book is for someone who, it's what I call a spiritual self-help, actionable spiritual self-help book, because it's a combination of relatable stories from my own life. So if you read the book, you'll know me by the end very well. And I share kind of stories because that's how people relate, right? Oh, that's me. But I also share an analysis and wisdom around each topic. But I also, it was very important to me to have hands-on coaching exercises in this mm-hmm. book. So each of the 18 chapters have coaching exercises that each you can sit down and actually do them and see an effect in your life if you engage in the material. And that's what I wanted. I didn't want to leave people hanging with some lofty theory, you know?
So, yeah.
And it really is for the person who have said yes to engage in their own opportunity to transform. And often we are driven by the mind, right? The mind is an energy of duality in many times, right? So any of us have had self-doubt, right? Is it this or is it that? That's the product of the mind. That's a simple example. While when we move into living from the heart and intuition, it just is. And who doesn't want
that? And you talk about
that?
Those seven steps too. So if you wouldn't mind why you're talking about this, like if you could just give us a few basics from the seven steps, because you talk about how that shifts us from the mind centered living to heart-based living. So
Absolutely. Yeah, I can give you a little taste of the seven steps.
Yes, give us a taste.
I'll do the quick version here. Well, okay. I think we've all already talked about the first shift, so I'm not going to go in depth in it, but it basically is to shift from the comfort zone where most of us are living into commitment. And with commitment, I mean the willingness, right? Saying yes. After that happens, we go into shift two, which is really to take ourselves from feeling disconnected, right? The autopilot, the, I don't know what my passion is or my purpose and all of that, into becoming self-aware. So that's the chapter 13 is around shift two. Then we move into moving from being codependency into sovereignty. And what that means is, there's a whole chapter on this, on how to move from codependency to sovereignty. But basically, it is being at the top of the mountain in our own life. That's what I usually say. Mm-hmm. And so there's a lot to say about that. From there, we can move into just, you know, that mode of learning to actually embody what we've learned. Because once many of us are like I said, I'm a lifelong learner, which many of us can stay in that mode, right? The next book, the next course, the next retreat, the next everything, right? And we never really get into embody and actually make a tangible change in our life. But that's what I write about in shift four in chapter 15. How do we move from this learning to actually embody? And then when we have started to embody what we've learned, we can actually go from using our logic to using our wisdom, which is so much bigger than just what the mind can come up with. You know, go from this, I have to figure this out, to I know how this works. I know what my preference is. I just know, right? That's our wisdom that we came into here with. And many of us are just, you know, not tapped into that immense wisdom that each of us have.
Right.
It's not about the learning anymore, right?
Right.
And then we come to shifting from pushing, you know, that I need to know step one, step two, step three, and I got to get over here, to manifesting. Because manifesting is often, you know, where people want to start. But in my opinion, we need to do all these other steps before the manifesting comes. When we
There's
actually
a lot
attract.
We have to do, right? Exactly. Yep.
Yeah. So there's a whole chapter on that. And the last chapter, the last shift is when we move from this view of us as an individual to viewing ourselves as multidimensional. And that's probably my favorite chapter of all, because it's really when we start to change the relationship with our environment, how we view ourselves and our contribution or existence here. That's, we have an opportunity to relate to it all. And with that, I mean our environment, each other, community, all of that, right? It's yeah, I think my second book is going to be about that. We'll see.
That's good, because the work that you do inside yourself will just naturally expand outward, right? Whatever we do inside will expand outward. Mm-hmm. You say that you mentioned that it's really important for people to know how to take care of themselves energetically moving forward, right? So what do you mean? What do you mean when you say that?
Yes, and the reason I that's a statement I've given, and I truly stand for that. And it's because many people that come to me, for example, feel like they have they're either exhausted. Like have if you're listening right now, have you ever come home from a party or a big gathering or anything exhausted or feeling drained? Mm-hmm. Most of us have. And say yes to that. And what that means is that we've given our energy away.
Yes.
And that's a simple example of when we are not honoring our energetic boundaries. And we can actually learn how to stand in our sovereignty at all times and not feeling stuck, not feeling drained, not feeling, because here's the thing. Transformation. Mm-hmm. Any change we want to make does not have to be a struggle.
Right.
And that's a perception. It's an old thinking habit mm-hmm. that many of us have had ingrained in us generations back, right? It does not have to be a struggle. And it has to do with how we run energy through us, how we interact with our environment and within ourselves. And that awareness is something that if you ask somebody on the street, do you know how you manage your energy on a daily basis? Well, they're going to say, what? No. But this is an opportunity to start learning about that. And that's why I also refer to the human design, astrology, gene keys. There is in that body of knowledge and you uniquely have energy imprint and energy makeup. So if we learn about how that dynamic is working out for us on a daily basis, we can walk through life with more ease and flow in a much different way than many of us are doing today.
That's interesting. Yeah, I agree. That's really, yeah, it made me think. Maybe I need to do my gene keys, right? So what is your biggest wish for your book?
My biggest wish for my book is that whoever is meant to read it, to work and engage in this material does it. And that they get the opportunity to do so. And that's my mission, to kind of do what I can to spread the, so that, it, you know, anyone that feels attracted to what we've talked about today, for example, or come across this book in some way or form, you'll know it. They will know it. But my job is to kind of be that energy that can spread the world. So I think my biggest wish is that, I think I'm already in that wish because so many are already finding the book.
Good.
So it's, yeah, I think my wish is already filled in a
Good.
Way. It's happening. It's happening. Yeah.
Well, do you talk about your book? Okay, so I want to mention your podcast. It's titled New Light Living, See Your Life in a New Light. Do you talk a lot from your book and your podcast?
Yes, I actually dedicated my last season of my podcast that I started when I when I launched a book in January this year. So my whole past podcast season I've dedicated to the, you know, giving nuggets from the book. So yes, I actually started a book club because what I find is that most people, they love reading the book, but then they need a little extra nudge to actually engage, right? So I have this book club where people can come and it's free. And we have four sessions where I'm have small groups, discussion, you know, the sharing, the community aspect of it. I read the book and I read, this is what I found in this chapter, right? And here's how I see this. What do you think? I found the book club a very beautiful way to come together and talk about what's in the book. And it's kind of, if somebody wants to go deeper, wants to engage, that's the place to start. And then I offer also a community for those who really want to go into it. And it's more of a 6-month experience, right. But I felt strongly that I didn't want to leave people hanging, right? Just a book that you can put on a shelf and that's it. No. And so, yeah, I have different ways to allow and invite people who want to engage in this material and concept and make a real difference for themselves.
Oh, I love that. So the best way, because we're coming up to the end of the show already, went so fast. So the best way for people to connect with you, where would you tell them to go?
I would go and visit me on my website, ulrikasullivan.com, and it's my first and last name together, no dots or any signs in between. Visit me there because you can find everything about the book there. You can find, my premium services, which is one-on-one coaching, energy healing, but also the communities that I was talking about, the free book club, the membership experience. So visit me there. Everything that's like a little hub of information. But I'm also on social media, Instagram, my first and last name. Just search for me there.
Thank you so much, Ulrika. It was such a pleasure speaking with you today. Thank you for being on my show. And thank you guys for listening to Postcards to the Universe with Melissa, creating the life you crave. And of course, I'm always wishing everyone a wonderful week filled with joy, abundance, and love. Peace.